It's episode 205, and we've got plugins for WordPress email logs, boosting speed, internal post notes, YouTube, and a tried and true way to check for best practices in your themes. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Oh, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. 15 years into a new century, coming to you from the Great White North, I'm John Overall.
And back in the saddle from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And it's been fantastic holidays zipping around here, and we've got a great show for you as usual. So right off the top, let's get started with, you can get the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate those reviews over at Stitcher Radio and in the iTunes Store.
That's right. Those reviews help us out with the rankings to keep us right in the top of all WordPress podcasts. For those of you that have given us a review, we greatly appreciate it. But those of you that have not yet given us that opportunity, please let us know what you think of the show. Visit iTunes, whether that be on your desktop, your pad, any of those things, and give us a review. Let us know what you think of the show, if it's helped you out, if it's maybe helped you out with a different bind that you may have been in with a client or a personal website project. Please let us know. Visit us right there on the iTunes Store and give us your review.
And of course, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people fix their broken websites or helping them save some money when setting up their WordPress websites or revamping that WordPress website. I offer great consulting to help you choose just the right set of plugins to make that website hum without all the conflicts. So you need some help, some support, pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And what a better time than right now to go to godaddy.com and buy yourself a .com domain name. For crying out loud, it's a new year, time for a new domain, and you can get it for just $1.50. 1-5, see the tie-in, by using plugin code 149. That's plugin 149 is your promo code. Gives you $1.49.com domains. Just enter the promo code at checkout and save.
All right. And we're still lacking a little WordPress news, but hey, we've got some great plugins for you. So we're just going to step right into the meat and potatoes and dig in, especially after all the great big holiday feast. You're ready for meat and potatoes, not turkey and ham, right?
That's it.
All right, off we go. Okay, well, the first plugin I've got this week is one for dealing with YouTube video embeds. Now, I've tried several plugins over the last few years to embed YouTube videos, and some work well, some not so well. Some embed videos, some embed playlists, some embed players, or not players, but user lists, on and on. Well, this plugin here seems to cover them all. Although it is a freemium plugin, it offers up some free stuff that works very well, such as embedding general YouTube videos. It has a built-in search function. So if you're making a post and you want to bring up a video and you go, damn, I don't remember what it is, you can just type in what you're looking for, and it'll search and bring you up a list of videos that you can quickly embed. Or you can type in a username and you can get their playlists. Very nice and easy. But some of the great features, and I haven't had an opportunity to test them in the pro version, I'd really like to, so you hear that, developer, send me a pro version, we'll give it a full check, is it allows you to do some animations. It gives you some video analytics on what has been played on your website. It also allows you to get notifications on if those videos are blocked in certain countries or if the videos have been expired, no longer working correctly. So there's a few other things you can do to it, a lot of other customizations in the pro version, but the free version gives it enough just to check it out and find out it's a pretty great YouTube embed plugin. And I had to give this a top 5 Dragon rating.
Very nice. Yeah, I've often found different difficulties and challenges trying to embed YouTube within, YouTube videos within posts. So I'm going to try this one out myself.
Yeah, you'll probably find it's really nice. I really like it. I think I'm going to adopt it for the one website where I regularly embed videos.
Yeah. So, John, this is the time of year where we do a little self-evaluation. It's the time where we kind of get introspective and a little bit meta.
Yeah.
To find out exactly, if we're working in the right way. And it's time that you might want to do the same with your website. And there's a plugin that's been out for a long time. And John, I use it all the time and I never, ever talk about it. So it's time to bring this one to light. It's called Theme Check. And quite simply, it's one of these oldies but goodies that we often really just neglect. I take it for granted. What it allows you to do is easily check your theme, full tests, to make sure that it goes with the latest review standards, to make sure that it's something that conforms to WordPress, that makes sure that all of the different menu things are the way that they're supposed to be. So this doesn't apply just strictly to developers, but it applies to those who want to verify that the theme that they're using is modern and up to date and working the way that it should. So this is a really great plugin to do just that. And I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Now this plugin also does a check for malware on the theme too, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, it certainly does. So
that could be very handy if you've been nailed by, say, the SoakSoak virus, because one of the places SoakSoak sticks files is in your theme. So you could use it just
very
to
nice.
Check. Make sure you're still good.
It's got a lot of nice results as far as how it reports to you as well. So that's why I found this plugin worth mentioning all over again.
There you go. All right, well, here's one that I found. This one here helps speed up your WordPress website. And it's a speed booster pack. And it allows you, with a few simple clicks, to go into your website, set it up, and you can improve the speed of your website just by going in and clicking a few things. I set it up on the WP Plugins website, and I was actually quite impressed with how quickly it improved the speed. It requires very little configuration initially. You plug it in, set it up, it goes through, and it will go through and it'll move scripts to the footer. It'll load JavaScript from the Google libraries if you want to try that. It'll lazy load images to improve speed. It removes some extra font awesome styles, removes an RSD link. It'll remove the WordPress short link. It'll remove the WordPress version from your site. It'll also take and load CSS asynchronous, or that's an easy word to wrap around your tongue. I still can't get it. At any rate, it takes the CSS and loads it in sync and actually helps speed up the website. When I threw it up on our website, I actually was able to draw out 2 seconds of speed load time just by putting this plug in. And it doesn't use caching, which is something that I love, because I've never enjoyed caching plugins unless they're absolutely, without a doubt, 100% necessary. So I had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating, called Speed Booster Pack.
Very nice.
One that actually works.
Huh, I'll have to try that one out. Well, something, John, that I do often is I have Notepad next to me while I'm doing a post, because I often want to put steps or things I have to do, and sometimes I've even left stuff in draft with sort of notes to myself, and then I accidentally publish that later with the notes that were on there.
Oops.
So I found a plugin called Internal Notes, and this allows you to just, there's a simple text area within the post editor that's just kind of a little simple little notepad that you can scrawl anything you'd like to. Hey, make sure that you use the right image, or hey, make sure this size on this is this, or extend this out, or here's a couple other links to look at before this post is finished. And it's completely private, and you only see it on the back end as far as making the post. So I thought it was a really handy plugin worth bringing to light here on the show, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. And that can be very useful if you're a note taker while you're creating posts. All right. Yeah. Here's the final one I've got this week. Is a pretty straightforward little plugin, but I found it to be useful with the improved search function on our website. I wanted to make it even easier for people to know where their search was in the returned results. And this is called Highlight Search Terms. It's pretty straightforward. You install it, activate it, go make a couple of quick adjustments to some colors and settings in it. And when someone makes a search and it returns that results page, it takes whatever they searched for, the term, and it highlights the text that they searched for all the way down the page. So it makes it easier to scan the page looking to see if what was found is more relevant. It also lists up some of the relevancy of the search. Oh no, I think that comes from the previous plugin. Sorry. At any rate, it's a great little plugin. Gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out. Highlight search terms.
Yeah. Search is one of the worst parts about WordPress.
Always it has really been, is. Man. Always has been. That's the area that they really need to focus on in one of their updates.
Yeah. Okay, well, and you know, there's another area that they need to focus on, and hopefully this plugin helps to alleviate some of those problems. John, oftentimes when you're dealing with WordPress and the way that it emails out, especially when you're using things like Gravity Forms and all that, sometimes you just don't get the notifications, and you're like,
"Yeah,
what happened here? Did it not go out? Did it hit my spam? Did Gmail not like me? What's going on here?" This plugin is called WP Email Logs, and whenever you send any kind of email at any time, this plugin will store the details to a database table, and then you can check out those logs. So the site admin can see a full list of every email that's been sent out, and you can really pinpoint if you're having email problems as far as sends from your WordPress installation, exactly what's going on. So it sends the from and to user IDs. It sends it logs the email address, the subject, the content, what type of email, the send, date, time, all that kind of stuff. So this is the most prolific plugin that I've seen regarding email handling within WordPress. So I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
You know, there's times where we really should have something above 5 plugins, and I think you found one. Because I'm looking at what this plugin does, because I've had nothing but grief from several websites in the last few weeks trying to figure out why the notifications aren't arriving to anybody's mailbox. And this might just solve all of my problems.
Or right.
Help me figure out what's happening, where the emails are going. Are they actually being sent? Because I just don't know.
And it's nice for a designer that does e-commerce or anything like that, and you want to make sure, you know, somebody says, hey, I never got this email about this ticket that I was supposed to get, or things like that, and this really lets you take a look at it. Now, I will say, if you're doing a ton, and I mean a ton, like hundreds or thousands a day as far as emails being sent, this can probably build up in your database.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Well, yeah, you want to be careful. Maybe,
you don't want to...
Maybe turn it on when you're diagnosing an issue.
Yeah. And I'd love to see this as kind of a side thing that maybe runs on a separate email log, you know, a separate database log. But for now, I think this is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's going to be installed pretty quick for a couple of websites I've been fighting an issue with. So
good.
All right. Well, in this episode here, I covered up the YouTube embed plugin, which I gave a 5 rating to. Easy way to embed YouTube videos, multiple customizations, especially if you go with the pro version. The speed booster pack, adding some serious speed to your website with almost no effort whatsoever. Thoroughly impressed. Gave it a 5 rating. And then the highlight search terms make it easier for people to pick out those search terms in that return list of stuff that they've just searched for. Check it out. Gave that a 4 rating too.
And I talked about Theme Check, which is an oldie but a goodie. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. We talked about Internal Notes, which allows you to leave little notes to yourself about the posts. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just discussed the miraculous plugin that John would like to give a 6, but it's called WP Logs plugin, and I gave that one a 5 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. Check them out, CanadaStockPhoto.com.
And if you're looking to save a little bit of cash on your hosting plan at GoDaddy.com, use coupon code PLUGIN30 and just use that at checkout, and you'll save an instant 30% on your total purchase. That's GoDaddy coupon code PLUGIN30.
And a little final reminder, don't forget, we could greatly appreciate your time over at the iTunes Store, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio, especially you Canadians for the iTunes Store. We are really lacking ratings in the Canadian store, so go give us a rating. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me online at marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow the show at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.